Hello, friends. It's Eric here, once again extending a warm welcome to you for another episode of Listen to Sleep. This is the place where our stories are the gentle whispers of the wind, guiding you to a world of tranquil dreams under a blanket of starlight. Tonight, I invite you to join me as we take a moonlit journey to the enchanting Italian wine country of Tuscany. This week, the pulse of spring gave way to a different kind of magic here on the mountain. We've had some unusual late spring thunderstorms that have transformed our tranquil home into a spectacular theater of nature's might and beauty. The storms rolled in like grand orchestras, a dramatic crescendo of thunder and lightning, harmonizing with the patter of rain on the roof. While the gentle rain washed over the mountain, the lightning painted the skies with strokes of blues and purples. The fresh scent mingling with the earthy aroma of the woods, it was fantastic. A reminder of nature's grandeur, her rhythm, her raw and elemental energy. We rarely get thunder up here, so it always confuses Bodhi, and he has to search far and near for the source of all that ruckus. While in sync with the melody of the thunderstorms, tonight we journey to a place where the rhythm of life echoes the harmony of nature. Our original story, The Tuscan Solace, is a soothing tale of a woman finding connection and peace in the heart of the Italian countryside. So, my friends, allow the strains of the day to fade away. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and let the soothing sound of my voice, mixed with the whispers of the wind and the memory of the rain, guide you into a restful sleep as we explore the Tuscan landscapes together. But before we embark on our journey, I'd like to share a little secret with you. Beyond the doors of Listen to Sleep, there's a more intimate space where the dream space continues to unfurl without interruption. A sanctuary called Listen to Sleep Plus. This tranquil haven is where our stories and meditations flow seamlessly, creating an uninterrupted lullaby for your senses. To our new members who've recently joined Listen to Sleep Plus, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks. Your support is the lifeblood of this space, allowing me to continue crafting these narratives and guiding relaxing meditations. Your contributions help keep this sacred corner of tranquility alive, for which I am profoundly grateful. At just about $1 a week, you too can join us in this tranquil journey. By subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus, you're supporting our storytelling corner and ensuring that we continue to create this space for peaceful dreams. For more details, visit listentosleep.com or follow the link in the show notes. Consider this your personal invitation to a realm where sleep is serene and dreams are soothing. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. Another deep breath in. and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. One more deep breath in. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. I'll be reading tonight's original story two times. The first time at my regular pace, and the second time just a little bit slower. The Tuscan Solace. The sun was just beginning to rise as Sylvia's train pulled into the quaint Tuscan station. It was a stone building, nestled amidst cypress and olive trees, the embodiment of rural Italian charm. Stepping off the train, she found herself immersed in a world that felt far removed from the relentless rhythm of the city life she had left behind. Before her lay a panorama of rolling hills blanketed in dew-kissed vineyards and fields dotted with golden sunflowers. The undulating landscape was bathed in the soft morning light, the sleepy countryside awash with hues of orange and pink. She noticed a distant villa, its whitewashed walls contrasting beautifully against the colorful surroundings, a silent custodian of the region's rich history. Her ride to the bed and breakfast was a scenic journey through serpentine roads, hemmed by tall cypress trees and vibrant wildflowers. The taxi driver, a genial Tuscan with a ready smile, pointed out notable landmarks and shared tidbits of local lore as she took in all the details of the Italian countryside. Upon arrival, Sylvia was greeted by Lucia, the inn's amiable owner. She was a friendly woman with a warm smile that stretched into the crinkles of her sun-kissed face. Lucia led Sylvia to her room, which sat atop a winding staircase, its worn stone steps whispering stories of travelers past. Her room was a delightful mix of rustic charm and thoughtful comforts. The sloping wood ceiling, the wrought iron bed, the antique dresser. Each piece seemed to tell a story. The small window provided a picturesque view of a sprawling olive grove, the silver-green leaves glimmering in the morning light. Once settled, Sylvia decided to become better acquainted with her surroundings. She ventured into the olive grove, the soft crunch of dry leaves beneath her feet, mixing with the melodious humming of bees as they flitted amongst the tree's small white blossoms. A narrow dirt path led her further into the countryside, where she stumbled upon a local vineyard. The vines, heavy with deep purple grapes, rustled in the morning breeze. the sound reminiscent of soft whispers carrying secrets of the land. Her wanderings also led her to a vast field of sunflowers. She paused at the sight, captivated by the spectacle of a sea of golden heads faithfully following the sun's path across the sky. The faint rustling of the large leaves, moved by a gentle breeze, reminded her of ocean waves caressing a sandy shore. Returning to her bed and breakfast, Sylvia was met with the aroma of fresh bread and ripe fruits. Lucia had prepared a simple yet delectable breakfast featuring local produce. As she savored each bite, Sylvia looked out upon the serene scene unfolding outside her window. The sunflowers standing tall and radiant, the vineyard's distant silhouette, the play of sunlight on the olive leaves. It was a view that etched itself onto her heart. Her first morning in Tuscany was not just a journey across the landscape, but a leisurely traverse through the region's soul. As she soaked in the tranquility of her new surroundings, a sense of peace enveloped Sylvia. The promises of discoveries yet to come filled her with an exhilarating anticipation. Yes, she was glad to be here and looking forward to the rest of her Tuscan sojourn. After breakfast, Sylvia decided to delve deeper into the Tuscan countryside. A local vendor had bicycles for hire, and Sylvia selected a red, vintage Italian bike with a wicker basket above its front wheel. Her fingers curled around the warm, worn leather of the handlebars as she began to pedal away from her temporary home. The gravel road, a patchwork of sun-baked stones, twisted and turned through the verdant landscape. As she cycled, the pastoral scent of the Tuscan morning filled Sylvia's lungs, an invigorating mix of wild herbs and damp earth, of warmed pine and a hint of floral notes. All around, the countryside buzzed with life, the air punctuated by the sweet notes of songbirds and the soft susurration of leaves in the midday breeze. Her route led her through the heart of a sleepy village, a rustic scene seemingly plucked straight from an Italian postcard. Pastel-colored houses lined the narrow lanes, window boxes bursting with geraniums. The fiery reds and pinks provided a delightful contrast to the soft hues of the ancient stone walls. Their beauty all the more enchanting under the balmy afternoon sun. Sylvia's bicycle wheels echoed rhythmically against cobblestones as she weaved through the village. The charm of the petite church, the inviting aroma of the local bakery, and the family-run trattorias creating a sensory mosaic of small-town Tuscan life. Beyond the village, Sylvia came upon an old stone bridge, arched over a gently flowing river. The moss-coated stones of the bridge were refreshingly cool as she leaned over to observe the play of light on the water. Minnows darted in the clear stream, their movements creating tiny whirlpools that momentarily distorted the reflected sky and the lush green of the overhanging willow trees. Lulled by the serene beauty of this scene, Sylvia rested her bicycle against an ancient shady willow, the grass underneath providing a comfortable spot for her to rest. The sound of the babbling water and the occasional rustle of the leaves in the gentle breeze was a soothing melody that lulled her into a state of serene contentment. When Sylvia resumed her exploration, she found herself navigating a path through brilliant fields of wildflowers. Poppies and lavender painted the landscape in vibrant hues of red and purple, their fragrant presence infusing the afternoon air with a heady perfume. Small birds darted across her path, their soft chirping and fluttering wings creating a playful soundtrack to her ride. Her destination was a local vineyard that Lucia had told her about during breakfast. It was a family-run estate where Sylvia was welcomed warmly. Wandering through rows of grape-laden vines, Sylvia admired the late afternoon sun casting a warm glow on the bountiful harvest, the droplets of dew on the grapes glistening like precious gems. The owner, an older gentleman with an aura of rugged gentility, offered her a sampling of their latest bottling, a full-bodied Chianti that seemed to capture the essence of a Tuscan summer. Returning to her bed and breakfast, Sylvia was ready for a nap after the day's adventures. The Tuscan landscape, bathed in the resplendent glow of the setting sun, was a kaleidoscope of shifting hues, the vibrant palette of the day gradually succumbing to the soothing tones of twilight. The journey had filled Sylvia's senses with unforgettable experiences, and as she reached her lodging, she felt a profound sense of gratitude for this place that had welcomed her so warmly. Her room, a rustic ode to the Tuscan aesthetic, was a sanctuary, its ambiance enriched by the faint scent of rosemary and cedar. As the sun began to descend, she stepped out onto her private balcony, which offered a beautiful view of the Tuscan countryside, now bathed in the gilded light of the setting sun. The symphony of the evening was beginning, with cicadas striking up their rhythm in the backdrop of this peaceful scene. She lay down on a cozy chaise lounge and let sleep overtake her. When twilight surrendered to nightfall, Lucia rang the dinner bell. After a revitalizing soak in the big clawfoot tub, Sylvia joined the other guests in the farmhouse's cozy dining room, a place that instantly felt like the heart of the home. The tantalizing smell of authentic Italian cooking hung in the air, enticing the gathered guests. Plates of homemade pasta, its red sauce vibrant against the white ceramic, were passed around. The fresh basil leaves sprinkled on top, adding a pop of color and aroma. Loaves of rustic bread were torn and shared, the fresh baked smells mingling with the tomato-rich scent of the pasta. Wine from a local vineyard, its rich ruby color reflecting the soft candlelight, was poured generously, a perfect accompaniment to the heartwarming meal. Conversations bubbled up around the table, a collage of languages, anecdotes, and laughter that added to the charm of the evening. Despite the lively atmosphere, Sylvia felt an undercurrent of tranquility, a calm that had bloomed from the experiences of her first day in Tuscany. After dinner, Sylvia took a leisurely walk around the property. The bed and breakfast was surrounded by meticulously maintained gardens, and she followed the stone paths, their cool surface a soothing contrast against her bare feet. The full moon, in all its luminous glory, cast a silvery glow over the grounds, transforming the now familiar surroundings into a dreamscape. A heavy, sweet scent permeated the air, emanating from clusters of night-blooming jasmine, their small white flowers still visible against the darkening sky. The peaceful hoot of an owl and the occasional rustling of leaves punctuated the silence of the Tuscan nightfall. Returning to her room, Sylvia surrendered to the call of her plush bed. The linen sheets, crisp and cool against her skin, promised comfort and rest. With the window left ajar, the night sounds, a soothing mix of chirping crickets and rustling leaves, filled her room, their natural symphony a lullaby that coaxed her eyelids to become heavy. She glanced out the window once more before sleep came, taking in the silhouette of the rolling hills against the moonlit sky. As she drifted off, her mind revisited the day's events, the vibrant hues of the countryside, the heady scent of lavender, the satisfying tang of fresh pasta sauce, the warmth of the people, and the delicate beauty of the Tuscan night. These experiences weaved themselves into a beautiful narrative, one she knew was only just beginning. Wrapped in the cloak of the Tuscan night, lulled by the rhythm of the countryside, Sylvia let herself surrender to sleep. Her last thoughts of the contentment she felt in this place, a confirmation that she was exactly where she was meant to be, tucked away in this corner of Tuscany, cradled by the rustic simplicity and vibrant energy of the landscape. The moon stood sentinel outside her window, casting a soft light that seemed to sing her a wordless lullaby. as she slipped into sleep, her heart carried a profound peace, a feeling of belonging that seemed to seep into her very soul. Under the cover of the night sky, she felt an intimate connection to this foreign land. Today was but her journey's inception, a day spent unraveling the charms of the Tuscan countryside, an immersion into the simple yet profoundly beautiful facets of this land. As sleep enveloped her in a warm embrace, she knew that she was embarking on a transformative experience, an exploration that would become a cherished memory, a tale of her own, woven from the rich history of Tuscany. Sleep arrived like a gentle wave, washing over her and pulling her into its depths. The last vestiges of wakefulness faded as she slipped into a world of dreams. Dreams that held promises of the days to come. Her heart was echoing a silent promise to seize the experiences that awaited her, to absorb the essence of Tuscany, and to let it leave an indelible imprint on her. As Sylvia found solace in sleep, her first day in Tuscany reached its quiet conclusion, leaving behind a promise of many more mesmerizing days to follow. Sylvia's journey was just beginning, and she was ready to embrace it with open arms. The sun was just beginning to rise as Sylvia's train pulled into the quaint Tuscan station. It was a stone building nestled amidst cypress and olive trees, the embodiment of rural Italian charm. Stepping off the train, she found herself immersed in a world that felt far removed from the relentless rhythm of the city life she had left behind. Before her lay a panorama of rolling hills, blanketed in dew-kissed vineyards and fields dotted with golden sunflowers. The undulating landscape was bathed in the soft morning light, the sleepy countryside awash with hues of orange and pink. She noticed a distant villa, its whitewashed walls contrasting beautifully against the colorful surroundings, a silent custodian of the region's rich history. Her ride to her bed and breakfast was a scenic journey through serpentine roads, hemmed by tall cypress trees and vibrant wildflowers. The taxi driver, a genial Tuscan with a ready smile, pointed out notable landmarks and shared tidbits of local lore as she took in all the details of the Italian countryside. Upon arrival, Sylvia was greeted by Lucia, the inn's amiable owner. She was a friendly woman with a warm smile that stretched into the crinkles of her sun-kissed face. Lucia led Sylvia to her room, which sat atop a winding staircase, its worn stone steps whispering stories of travelers past. Her room was a delightful mix of rustic charm and thoughtful comforts. The sloping wooden ceiling, the wrought iron bed, the antique dresser. Each piece seemed to tell a story. The small window provided a picturesque view of a sprawling olive grove, the silver-green leaves glimmering in the morning light. Once settled, Sylvia decided to become better acquainted with her surroundings. She ventured into the olive grove. The soft crunch of dry leaves beneath her feet, mixing with the melodious humming of bees as they flitted amongst the tree's small white blossoms. A narrow dirt path led her further into the countryside, where she stumbled upon a local vineyard. The vines, heavy with deep purple grapes, rustled in the morning breeze, the sound reminiscent of soft whispers carrying secrets of the land. Her wanderings also led her to a vast field of sunflowers. She paused at the sight, captivated by the spectacle of a sea of golden heads faithfully following the sun's path across the sky. The faint rustling of the large leaves, moved by a gentle breeze, reminded her of ocean waves caressing a sandy shore. Returning to her bed and breakfast, Sylvia was met with the aroma of fresh bread and ripe fruits. Lucia had prepared a simple yet delectable breakfast featuring local produce. As she savored each bite, Sylvia looked out upon the serene scene unfolding outside her window. The sunflowers standing tall and radiant, the vineyard's distant silhouette, the play of sunlight on olive leaves. It was a view that etched itself onto her heart. Her first morning in Tuscany was not just a journey across the landscape, but a leisurely traverse through the region's soul, as she soaked in the tranquility of her new surroundings. A sense of peace enveloped Sylvia. The promises of discoveries yet to come filled her with an exhilarating anticipation. Yes, she was glad to be here, and looking forward to the rest of her Tuscan sojourn. After breakfast, Sylvia decided to delve deeper into the Tuscan countryside. A local vendor had bicycles for hire, and Sylvia selected a red, vintage Italian bike with a wicker basket above its front wheel. Her fingers curled around the warm, worn leather of the handlebars as she began to pedal away from her temporary home. The gravel road, a patchwork of sun-baked stones, twisted and turned through the verdant landscape. As she cycled, the pastoral scent of the Tuscan morning filled Sylvia's lungs, an invigorating mix of wild herbs and damp earth, of warmed pine and a hint of floral notes. All around, the countryside buzzed with life. The air, punctuated by the sweet notes of songbirds and the soft susurration of leaves in the midday breeze. Her route led her through the heart of a sleepy village, a rustic scene seemingly plucked straight from an Italian postcard. Pastel-colored houses lined the narrow lanes, window boxes bursting with geraniums. The fiery reds and pinks provided a delightful contrast to the soft hues of the ancient stone walls, their beauty all the more enchanting under the balmy afternoon sun. Sylvia's bicycle wheels echoed rhythmically against cobblestones as she weaved through the village. The charm of the petite church, the inviting aroma from the local bakery, and the family-run trattorias creating a sensory mosaic of small-town Tuscan life. Beyond the village, Sylvia came upon an old stone bridge, arched over a gently flowing river. The moss-coated stones of the bridge were refreshingly cool as she leaned over to observe the play of light on the water. Minnows darted in the clear stream, their movements creating tiny whirlpools that momentarily distorted the reflected sky and the lush green of the overhanging willow trees. Lulled by the serene beauty of the scene, Sylvia rested her bicycle against an ancient shady willow, the grass underneath providing a comfortable spot for her to rest. The sound of the babbling water and the occasional rustle of the leaves in the gentle breeze was a soothing melody that lulled her into a state of serene contentment. When Sylvia resumed her exploration, she found herself navigating a path through brilliant fields of wildflowers. Fields of poppy and lavender painted the landscape in vibrant hues of red and purple, their fragrant presence infusing the afternoon air with a heady perfume. Small birds darted across her path, their soft chirping and fluttering wings creating a playful soundtrack to her ride. Her destination was a local vineyard that Lucia had told her about during breakfast. It was a family-run estate where Sylvia was welcomed warmly, wandering through rows of grape-laden vines. Sylvia admired the late afternoon sun, casting a warm glow on the bountiful harvest. The droplets of dew on the grapes glistening like precious gems. The owner, an older gentleman with an aura of rugged gentility, offered her a sampling of their latest bottling, a full-bodied Chianti that seemed to capture the essence of a Tuscan summer. Returning to her bed and breakfast, Sylvia was ready for a nap after the day's adventures. The Tuscan landscape, bathed in the resplendent glow of the setting sun, was a kaleidoscope of shifting hues, the vibrant palette of the day gradually succumbing to the soothing tones of twilight. The journey had filled Sylvia's senses with unforgettable experiences, and as she reached her lodging, she felt a profound sense of gratitude for the country that had welcomed her so warmly. Her room, a rustic ode to the Tuscan aesthetic, was a sanctuary, its ambiance enriched by the faint scent of rosemary and cedar. As the sun began its descent, she stepped out onto her private balcony, which offered a panoramic view of the Tuscan countryside, now bathed in the gilded light of the setting sun. The symphony of the evening was beginning, with cicadas striking up their rhythm in the backdrop of this peaceful scene. She lay down on a cozy chaise lounge and let sleep overtake her. When twilight surrendered to nightfall, Lucia rang the dinner bell. After a revitalizing soak in the big clawfoot tub, Sylvia joined the other guests in the farmhouse's cozy dining room, a place that instantly felt like the heart of the home. The tantalizing smell of authentic Italian cooking hung in the air, enticing the gathered guests. Plates of homemade pasta, its red sauce vibrant against the white ceramic, were passed around. The fresh basil leaves sprinkled on top, adding a pop of color and aroma. Loaves of rustic bread were torn and shared, the fresh baked aroma mingling with the tomato-rich scent of the pasta. Wine from a local vineyard, its rich ruby color reflecting the soft candlelight, was poured generously, a perfect accompaniment to the heartwarming meal. Conversations bubbled up around the table, a collage of languages, anecdotes, and laughter that added to the charm of the evening. Despite the lively atmosphere, Sylvia felt an undercurrent of tranquility, a calm that had bloomed from the experiences of her first day in Tuscany. After dinner, Sylvia took a leisurely walk around the property. The bed and breakfast was surrounded by meticulously maintained gardens, and she followed the stone paths, the cool surface a soothing contrast against her bare feet. The full moon, in all its luminous glory, cast a silvery glow over the grounds, transforming the now familiar surroundings into a dreamscape. A heavy, sweet scent permeated the air, emanating from clusters of night-blooming jasmine, their small white flowers still visible against the darkening sky. The peaceful hoot of an owl and the occasional rustling leaves punctuated the silence of the Tuscan nightfall. Returning to her room, Sylvia surrendered to the call of the plush bed. The linen sheets, crisp and cool against her skin, promised comfort and rest. With the window left ajar, the night sounds, a soothing mix of chirping crickets and rustling leaves, filled her room, their natural symphony, a lullaby that coaxed her eyelids to become heavy. She glanced out the window once more before sleep began to claim her, taking in the silhouette of the rolling hills against the moonlit sky. As she drifted off, her mind revisited the day's events, the vibrant hues of the countryside, the heady scent of lavender, the satisfying tang of fresh pasta sauce, the warmth of the people, and the delicate beauty of the Tuscan night. These experiences weaved themselves into a beautiful narrative, one she knew was only just beginning. Wrapped in the cloak of the Tuscan night, lulled by the rhythm of the countryside, Sylvia let herself surrender to sleep. Her last thoughts of the contentment she felt in this place, a confirmation that she was exactly where she was meant to be, tucked away in a corner of Tuscany, cradled by rustic simplicity and the vibrant energy of this landscape. The moon stood sentinel outside her window, casting a soft light that seemed to sing her a wordless lullaby. As she slipped into sleep, her heart carried a profound peace, a feeling of belonging that seemed to seep into her very soul. Under the cover of the night sky and the silent vigil of the moon, she felt an intimate connection to this foreign land, a bond that was only beginning to take root. Today was but her journey's inception, a day spent unraveling the charms of the Tuscan countryside, an immersion into the simple yet profoundly beautiful facets of this land. As sleep enveloped her in a warm embrace, she knew that she was embarking on a transformative experience, an exploration that would become a cherished memory, a tale of her own woven from the rich history of Tuscany. Sleep arrived like a gentle wave, washing over her and pulling her into its depths. The last vestiges of wakefulness faded as she slipped into a world of dreams. Dreams that held promises of the days to come. Her heart echoing a silent promise to seize the experiences that awaited her, to absorb the essence of Tuscany, and to let it leave an indelible imprint on her. As Sylvia found solace in sleep, her first day in Tuscany reached its quiet conclusion, leaving behind a promise of many more mesmerizing days to follow. Sylvia's journey was just beginning, and she was ready to embrace it with open arms. Sweet dreams, and good night.